Nottingham Forest are home for the Reds this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. Stellar cast with me for this one, Neil Atkinson, Kev Walsh, Craig Cannon. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Neil, after Arsenal, we had a chat. I said top four, I'd probably gone. I still think it's a big ask, but you were a little bit more hopeful. I think it's an interesting weekend because Liverpool play before the team who are in fourth, which is Newcastle. And before they kick off against Spurs, we could potentially find ourselves 6 points behind them, putting a little bit of pressure on, and that makes it quite interesting.
Yeah, very much so. We'd be in the same number of games played as Tottenham at that moment, and 3 points behind Tottenham we'd be at that moment as well. Then 6 points behind Newcastle, like you say. I'm very much of the view, the only way this works is if they win all eight. So I was laughing in the pub before we went to the game against Leeds, and I was saying they're calling it the Big Nine. It's the Big Nine. And they've got the first of the Big Nine out the way that they're calling it, and that turns into a Big Eight. This is a relatively straightforward one if they are going to do the Big Eight. You know, Forest are the worst team away from home in the country. It is worth saying that in the country includes Everton Football Club, and they're worse than them on the road. The worst than Southampton on the road. This could genuinely be the 38th hardest game that you play in the league all season. It's number 38. There's no easy games, so we've got to call it the 38th hardest. And so you would expect Liverpool to get the points. And there is a thing that happens, I think, in the run. Then, trust me, you know, West Ham away is a really difficult game, so don't get me wrong. But then Liverpool have three homes in a week, where if they were to eat that ground up, you know, four of our next five are played at Anfield. If we eat the ground up, but it's got to be every single one to win. For me, I'll write it off. The drop points, I'll say it's gone now, because I don't think it'll go at less than 71. But even to contextualise that, Newcastle got eight games left. For them to get to 71, they've got to win five of those eight. They've won 15 out of 30 all season. Now, my point here is that Liverpool obviously have to go way above where they've been. Liverpool have only won 13 out of 30 all season. But if Liverpool do win all of the remaining eight, then I think that is a score on the clubhouse that right now I think Newcastle United would look at and go, bit stern. They'd have to win five of their remaining eight or get four, three draws and one defeat. But Liverpool have got to do their bit, and that's the most important part of this. If Liverpool do their bit, then what we're looking at is something that is there. And there is it's a really valid point to say, and Liverpool have not looked like doing their bit all the way through the season. So I think that's...
Continuously.
Yeah, so that's why it's absolutely fine for people to be really, really sceptical. But if Liverpool do sort themselves out, they actually could not be asking for a kind of remaining eight games is the other thing that I'd say, especially given the fact that I think Tottenham are an absolute mess. They could not be asking for a kind of remaining eight games. So... They've just got to whack into it. And I don't think they themselves are going to write it off until they drop points at least one more time.